There's ongoing disagreement about the levels of coal ash in the Cape Fear River by Wilmington. Environmental advocates say ash is visible in the water, but as Jason DeBruin reports, it's not showing up in Duke Energy's water tests.
David Burton and Matt Butler are part of the Waterkeeper Alliance. That's an environmental group that works to protect waterways. They are part of the rapid response team for Hurricane Florence. That means they were out on the Cape Fear River as soon after the storm as possible. They saw foam in the river from running water, but they saw something else too.
This is quite obviously really different stuff. If I stick the paddle down here, you can see if we get a little bit on here.
Burton dropped his oar in a gray, ashy-looking clump floating in the water.
The sediment's really different. It looks like sand, but sand sinks, and you can see the spherical nature of the particles there. It's indicative of coal ash.
I reached for the oar, but Burton stopped me.
I would let you touch it, but it's pretty toxic stuff. You don't want to get your hands down in it.
Burton and other river keepers say they can identify coal ash by feel.
No, if you have gloves on, you can feel it. Roll it around in your fingers. You feel that those little pebbles. It's almost like little tiny marbles in your hand.
Historic flooding caused several dam breaches. Those dams are supposed to keep wastewater from the Duke Energy power plant separate from natural waters in the Cape Fear, says Butler.
So now what we've got is the Cape Fear River, Sutton Lake, coal ash ponds are all essentially the same body of water.
Some areas that are normally dry land are now under 10 feet of water.
I've been around a lot of lakes and a lot of rivers, and I've never seen a dam failure as catastrophic as what we've seen here.
Duke Energy says it has tested the waters in the Cape Fear. On Sunday, spokeswoman Paige Sheehan said the tests have been clean.
The good news is that all the results, both upstream and downstream, are fairly consistent, and they're all within water quality standards that are in place to protect the environment.
Sheehan says what is visible in the water are cenospheres, another coal ash byproduct that Duke says is not harmful. But Burden, the waterkeeper, says that's just another word for the same thing.
So if they know that you know that coal ash is a bad thing, they'll call it something else. And it doesn't matter what you call it. It's got heavy metals bonded to it. It's got toxins bonded to it. It's a constituent of coal ash.
State regulators didn't get on the Cape Fear until Saturday. Michael Regan is the secretary of the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality. At a news conference on Friday, he addressed why the state hadn't conducted water tests yet.
Our goal is to not put any of our state employees in harm's way and or inhibit any of the operations that our sister agencies are conducting.
But Butler worries the state samples will be diluted because they weren't collected until Saturday. Governor Roy Cooper was in the area over the weekend. He said his administration would hold accountable whoever is responsible. Looking ahead, he also advocated for cleaner sources of energy.
I think one way to deal with this is to rely more on renewable energy. I think our investment in solar and wind should be strengthened, particularly as we see what has happened.
But the immediate concern is the water quality in the Cape Fear River. State regulators expect their tests back midweek. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.